New standards for the chest protectors young athletes wear will take effect next year after the National Operating Committee on Standards for Athletic Equipment, or NOCSE's board, approved the move today in Phoenix. The goal is to prevent commotio cordis, which is the number two cause of sudden cardiac arrest in the U.S. and usually only affects people younger than 20. For more on this, I'm joined by Dr. Jeff Mianis. He's a physician in Chicago and a board member of NOCSE.
What it is if you get struck in the chest, usually, especially if it's directly over the heart, especially over the left ventricle, at the basically right moment or wrong moment in the cardiac cycle, which is only this brief, like 20 millisecond window, it will induce an arrhythmia called ventricular fibrillation, which is unfortunately almost always fatal in these cases. The problem has been the methodology to go about this, to actually find a good animal model, a good surrogate, a good way of testing this and coming up with minimal passing criteria has been what we have been working on. And so now we have gotten to a point where we feel extremely comfortable with great data that back up this idea of a pass-fail system that we can now employ for these chest protectors.
So what are these protectors going to look like, and how will they be different than what some of these athletes were wearing before?
Well, what we're really doing, you know, in the end, what we have developed now are the passing criteria for the chest protector. So for a chest protector to work to reduce the risk of an athlete suffering commotio cordis, we had to come up with criteria that would say this protector would work, this protector will not work. Now, you know, truthfully, it's the next step. The last step is really for the manufacturers to come out and say, okay, we're going to take these materials and we're going to meet this standard and we're going to develop a protector that's easy to wear, doesn't overheat the athlete, doesn't move when they raise their arms, you know, stays in place. So that's kind of the final steps. I mean, the risk before probably of suffering this event was 40 to 50% with the old protectors. And if you meet this criteria, it will drop the risk to maybe 3 to 5%. So this is a huge reduction in actually a very catastrophic injury.
I'm surprised that the odds of this happening to you are so high, even 40 to 50%, given, as you said, that it's a tiny window of time and you basically have to be hit in exactly the right place.
It is. It's interesting, but it can, you know, you think about all the times that a projectile can hit you there. And so, again, it is a fairly rare condition. I mean, if you're thinking about, in general, the millions of children that play baseball and lacrosse and hockey, I mean, they have, you know, 20 cases a year. We're not talking about a very large number. But again, if we can put a protector on you and decrease your risk of an event that, if it happens, almost certainly results in death, we can reduce that. With more kids playing more sports these days, that's a huge leap forward.
How long, realistically, do you think it will be before these chest protectors under these new standards will be available for parents to buy for their kids?
I think the issue moving forward, and I think, you know, over the next year or two, you'll see this, are that a couple of things that I mentioned earlier, which is just that the manufacturers will need to come up with ones that meet the criteria that stay in place, are comfortable to wear. So it does need to meet a couple criteria, you know, but I would say within the next year or so, we should be able to see these out there because the materials are readily available. You know, this investigative model, the fact that we took this, we developed a hypothesis as to what causes the problem, you know, developed an animal model and a surrogate, and then created a means of decreasing that risk. The same methodology, if we can use it, we can apply it to concussions, hopefully. And so, you know, really it's the same thing. I mean, this commotio cordis is a shaking of the heart in this susceptible period. Concussion, the shaking of the brain. We need to start employing this same methodology to try to tackle the concussion problem. And we just proved with commotio cordis that we can do it.
Dr. Jeff Mianis is a physician in Chicago and a board member of the National Operating Committee on Standards for Athletic Equipment, which is meeting today in Phoenix.